Hi Tom, how are you? Thanks for your message. Unfortunately, I don't have time to call you, I'm sorry, but this whole exchanging voice messages kind of thing is really handy. This way I can listen to your messages over and over, even on the tube. Thanks for making my commute seem shorter. First of all, it would be great if you can visit me in London. No need to search for a hotel. We could put you up for a few nights. In fact, my flatmates are planning a short getaway to Dublin in 3 weeks' time. I've already asked if you could stay in one of their rooms, and they both said they wouldn't mind. Check your calendar and pack your bags. Just kidding, any other weekend would be fine as well. Cheers for all the explanations about queuing. It's so different compared to how we queue back home, right? Have you noticed I said cheers instead of thank you? Well, taking an advanced communication class has proven to be the best decision ever. I've already learned so much. In class, we mostly focus on very colloquial British expressions that make you sound a bit more native. Well, at least that's what the ad says. Here is what I learned so far. Learning English in your home country at a language school or university and actually having to use it on a daily basis in London is worlds apart. Even though my English is quite good and I feel confident when speaking, there have been a few occasions last week when I really did not know what to do, to say, or how to react. For example, I had to upload my first essay last Monday, but I wanted to get it done on Sunday. High on caffeine, I uploaded it shortly after 11 p.m. and then had a stress-free Monday morning. Well, not completely stress-free, because I got my teacher's feedback on the essay. Some minor mistakes, of course, but then there was this comment I did not understand. She said, "Burning the midnight oil, aren't we?" Do you know what she meant by it? By the way, I took your advice and started writing down strange expressions so I could look them up later online. This week I learned what "it takes two to tango" means. I heard this one on the bus. And "lovely weather for ducks." My landlady actually said this one. Some expressions are so weird that I couldn't even find them online. Do you know what "bee's knees" mean? Or "Bob is your uncle"? Oh yeah, and "codswallop". I don't even know how to spell that last one. Anyway, thanks for all your help. It's great having a native English speaker help out. I am much obliged. Let's video chat at the weekend. Cheerio!